see them. I tend to go on about this rather a lot. Do not go to San Francisco with me, or I will insist on pointing out Candlestick Park to you and bleating on about the fact that in 1966 the Beatles played their last concert there just shortly before I'd woken up to the fact that rock concerts were things you could actually go to, even if you lived in Brentwood. A friend of mine at school once had some studio tickets to see David Frost's show being recorded, but we ended up not going. I watched the show that night, and the Beatles were on it, playing Hey Jude. I was ill for about a year. Another day that I happened not to go to London after all was the day they played their rooftop concert in Savile Row. I can't never, ever speak about that. Well, the years passed. The Beatles passed. But Paul McCartney has gone on and on. A few months ago, the guitarist Robbie McIntosh phoned me and said, "We're playing at the Mean Fiddler in a few days. Do you want to come along?" Now this is one of the daftest questions I've ever been asked, and I think it took me a few moments even to work out what he meant. The Mean Fiddler, for those who don't know, is a pub in an unlovely part of northwest London with a room at the back where bands play. You can probably get about 200 people in. It was the word "we" that temporarily confused me, because I knew that the band that Robbie was currently playing in was Paul McCartney's, and I didn't think that Paul McCartney played in pubs. If Paul McCartney did play in pubs, then it would be daft to think that I would not saw my own leg off in order to go. I went. In front of 200 people in a pub, Paul McCartney stood up and played songs he'd never, I think, played in public before. Here, There and Everywhere, and Blackbird, to name but two. I've played Blackbird in pubs, for heaven's sake. I spent weeks learning the guitar part when I was supposed to be revising for A-levels. I almost wondered if I was hallucinating. There were, though, two moments of complete astonishment. One was the last encore, which was an immaculate, thunderous performance of, believe it or not, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Remember, this was in a pub. And the other was one of the world's greatest rock and roll songs, Can't Buy Me Love, which I had first heard crouching with my ear cupped to the dance set record player in the school matron's room. There is a game people like to play which goes, when would you most like to have lived and why? The Italian Renaissance? Mozart's Vienna? Shakespeare's England? Personally, I would like to have been around Bach, but I have a real difficulty with the game, which is that living at any other period of history would have meant missing the Beatles, and I honestly don't think I could do that. Mozart and Bach and Shakespeare are always with us, but I grew up with the Beatles, and I'm not sure what else has affected me as much as that. So Paul McCartney is 50 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Paul. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. The London Sunday Times, Wednesday.